This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Do we not have imaging for this week in social
media? Week in social media with Arcand and Hard on WEEI.
Pauses. The pauses everywhere.
Everybody's It was in there somewhere. I knew it was in there somewhere, but that was Brian's Tommy Kern impression, I guess. Anyway, there was one big story in social media this week, and it wasn't directly about sports because it wasn't a sports person that that put the thing out there, though he was at a sporting event, I guess. And I'm talking, of course, about Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx, the great actor, singer, songwriter, who had a big health scare. Didn't Jamie Foxx like almost die or something this past year? And like no one saw him for like a year, and then he just popped back up on the scene like everything was fine, no big deal. Something weird happened there. I'm not sure exactly what. There was a rumor the Scientologist tried to disappear him because he started dating Katie Holmes, but I don't know if that's true. Oh. It's just a very reckless rumor.
Maybe it's Diddy related. You tie everything
Could be
Diddy
could be Diddy days. Related. Although he's back out on the scene now, you know, hanging out with Jerry Jones. Which, you know, if you're trying to distance yourself from debauchery, maybe that's not the best guy to do that.
That might be the worst choice to make, but that's
okay. We're not exactly sure when this happened, but there is a video of Jamie Foxx hanging out with Jerry Jones, and they're sitting up in the they're sitting up on a perch somewhere watching some 11-on-11 action when Jones starts listing off the measurables of a player who had been doing well during the workout. They were out there, was watching practice or camp or something and workouts, and here's Jerry Jones. While I don't think he realizes that Jamie Foxx is live streaming, but Foxx is live streaming on Instagram, and Jerry Jones said this.
I'm 2-2.
4-4-1.
Okay.
9 3-inch head. 8.5-inch.
I love how Jamie Foxx just goes, mm-hmm.
Jamie Foxx goes, mm-hmm, and then quickly cuts off the live stream, like, immediately. If you couldn't understand what he was saying there, Jerry Jones said, he's talking about some player, he goes, 5'9.5", 210 pounds, 4'41", 40, 9 3-inch hands, 8.5-inch.
9 3-inch head. 8.5-inch.
Mm-hmm. Now...
You all right over there?
First of all, it's just funny. He's up there in the crowd. Imagine Kraft doing that. It's just funny to think about.
I can imagine myself doing it. Could you? I absolutely could say something like that. Like just listing off.
But how
numbers.
Would you know that? That's the whole thing.
Well, maybe you didn't know. It's I think he was just making a joke. He talked about 9 3-inch hands and then thought, oh, what's something else that's about that?
You know what they say about a guy with big hands?
Like it's
right.
Like
yeah,
the next
exactly.
Evolution of the joke. And he's just hanging out and he's being a dink. But we're all dinks sometimes and say really stupid things that don't need to be said. They certainly don't need to be broadcast live on social media. Because people are like, he knows everything, or he's this, and all. I think it was just a stupid, harmless joke coming off the hand measurement, rolling into a different measurement.
Hey, I took a look at Baines in the shower.
That's much worse, in my opinion.
All of Australia. That certainly was. I mean, he didn't say the D word, but yeah.
He looks like all of Australia.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. By the way, this happened like years ago, I guess. This video is from a while ago. Okay. It is from several years ago. And Jerry Jones says he doesn't remember saying that at all. He was asked about it. TMZ asked him about it. And or no, he wasn't. He was asked about it on a Odyssey station, 105.3 The Fan. Shannon RJ asked Jerry Jones about it. He said him and Jamie Foxx have a great relationship. It spanned decades. They've watched many practices and games together, but I do not recall making that statement.
He is really put together.
It's a good answer, too. I do not recall, yeah. Senator.
Yeah, right.
I do not recall, Senator.
Can you describe the tone and tenor of
Was
my,
that a better excuse
words?
Than Patrick Pass saying, well, I wouldn't shove over an old man. Like, right. What's a better excuse than that from Patrick Pass or Jerry Jones? Oh, we've had a great relationship. I don't remember saying that.
Well, both guys got captured on camera is the problem. So it's like,
yes. But know, one, he probably should have not assumed. Like, I would be assuming my guy Jamie Foxx, we hang out all the time. Mm-hmm. Why is he live streaming? What are we doing? Like, we're just being bored. Right. Like, this is what we do. We screw around. We make jokes about whatever on the football field. I don't want to be live on social media. Whereas Patrick Pass, if you're in a gym, I assume there's cameras watching me unless I'm in the locker room.
Hey, I took a look at Baines in the shower.
Who says that?
Yes, he did. Tommy. Hey, Tommy does whatever. Tommy walks around. He's looking in the shower. He's doing whatever he wants. Rest in peace to Tommy. He had carte blanche. He could do
legend.
Anything.
Legend. Yeah. But legend, that's starting that sentence on live television. I took a look at him in the shower. Like, nothing in your head said stop sentence, stop sentence,
nope.
Stop sentence.
And Mike.
He looks like all of Australia.
And Mike Gorman's just laughing, like, what is he thinking? Like,
I mean, it's pretty funny. It's an all-around funny thing. That is some in-depth scouting, by the way. People say that Jerry Jones doesn't, you know, he's lost a step. He does not, he's not up on what the team's doing anymore. Like, nah, au contraire, mon frère. That is a guy who knows everything about all his players right there.
Absolutely.
He knows everything about him. He knows what's going
Best
on.
Best GM in football.
I would say, I mean, can Robert Kraft rattle off the penis sizes of all his players? Don't think so. Don't think he can. You just point a guy out, Jerry Jones will tell you how hung he is. That's the Dallas Cowboy difference, I think, that you don't get just anywhere in the NFL. Anyway, that's this week in social media. Not a whole lot. I was looking around. There's not a lot happened
Slow
this week,
week
in social media, except for that. And this didn't even happen this week in social media. It happened like a couple years ago, but it blew up again and got repurposed this week. I just randomly going viral. That's the thing now. Stuff that's really old just pops back up on Twitter now, and people are like, look at this video that's from 5 years ago, and that's like all the video, you know, like that's really it, and people are seeing it for the first time, or they've never seen it before, they don't know, and it becomes this repurposed, repackaged, re-viral video, which I think kind of sucks. For many reasons, I think Twitter sucks now, but that's another thing. It's just all old videos now. You never see anything new anymore.
I blame the kids because it's new to them. You know, you get this whole new generation of, although they're not really on Twitter, so you can't really blame the kids.
It's true.
Twitter's for old people like you and I.
They're all on TikTok. That's it. And eventually it's going to be lame to be on TikTok, and I'm barely even there. My one TikTok? I posted one TikTok. Uh-oh. And it's of the clip from the Amazon Open. That's the only TikTok I have.
You
it's
been viewed maniac.
It's been viewed 700 times, which I think is very poor for a TikTok.
Seems it.
Certainly hasn't gone
viral.
Definitely hasn't gone viral. And you can check like the analytics, and it's like most people who watch this stopped after 1 second. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That makes me feel good. They didn't even get to see me. It was just like Foxborough for a second. They didn't even get to the part where I'm
they
in.
They lost
but
interest very quickly.
That's what it is. I mean, listen, TikTok is all about the short attention span. That's really what it's all about. And I'm gonna have to figure it out if I want to be a TikTok presence, which I'm not even sure I want to at this point. I figure I might as well try. It's where all the people are, Andy. That's where everyone is. They're not on Twitter anymore. 80% of Twitter traffic is like gone ever since Musk there took it over. It's like they've
80%?
Lost $40 billion and 80% of traffic is down, which I don't know if that means people all jumped off, but it's all bots now. It's all there's more bots than ever. It's all bots now. Twitter blows.
Sure
anyway,
it is.
I'm
liberal
still looking around.
Arcand.
Liberal
fighting.
Arcand.
Keep
hates
fighting.
Twitter. By the way, I still call it Twitter. No one calls it X. Have you ever heard of a worse rollout than the rollout from Twitter to X, which no one is abiding by, no one is acknowledging? That makes them look weak, I think.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.